Star 1310, and we welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Alexis Spite. Alexis, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Good.
Imagine me. Wow. Before we talk about that, imagine being on Sunday Best. Tell us about that and how did all of that unfold?
Well, I've been singing since I was 3 years old. I'm the oldest of five children and a pastor's kid. And that stated, I started singing in church, in the choir, and as my sisters came along, we formed a group called the Spite Sisters, and we traveled throughout Buffalo, New York, and upstate New York, where I'm originally from. And then when we moved to Kansas City, as I got older, I found that the auditions were only 3 hours away, and so we made it a family road trip, piled up in the van, and made the trip, stood in line for those long hours with thousands of people ahead of me, and I became a little discouraged, and I wanted to go home because I couldn't imagine something positive as the outcome with all of these people who I was certain were amazingly talented, how I, out of all those people, would be recognized. So I was a little discouraged, but my youngest sister came to me and said, "Lexi, don't worry about it. God's favor is on you." And so after hearing that, I persevered and I stayed in line and I made it past all of the rounds and all the auditions. And I'm just so grateful. Although I didn't win, I'm really grateful for the platform that Sunday Best provided.
How did you feel? Did you get butterflies when here is Kurt Franklin announcing Alexis Spite? When you just hear that name, and you know that millions of folks are going to be watching you, listening to your every note, how did that make you feel, Alexis?
Well, it made me. I often say it's not the same feeling as it is standing in front of those millions of people. I can't even fathom what I will be feeling, you know, singing in front of all those people. So it wasn't as intimidating with only about 300 people in the studio audience. And so, you know, it kind of pulled your mind away from thinking about who was watching you as far as the cameras. You didn't really pay attention to that as much as you did just being around those people who you grew up listening to and then being in the same room, knowing that they're going to notice every mistake that you make and, you know, all that stuff would be crucial. And so that was a little scary. But I was confident in God that regardless of what the outcome was, that he would take care of me. And he reassured me several times that, you know, this was where I was supposed to be. I often was intimidated and scared and nervous. But he reminded me that this is where I was supposed to be. And it was predestined before the foundations of the world were laid that this is where I was supposed to be. And so, with him reassuring me that, it brought some comfortability to me and kind of calmed my nerves down a little bit.
Tell us about choosing the song Calvary and Kimberell.
Well, what happened was we were running out of songs, actually. We had a list that the people, the staff of BET were to choose from, and it kind of started getting short, and so they included Joshua and I in the song selection. And when they brought the song Calvary to me, they said, you know, this can basically be your make or break moment. I can see you doing this and succeeding, but then I could see you like, I don't know, because it's a Kimberell song. And it's hard to kind of match something that's so great to begin with to even be compared and try to do something like that is challenging. So I was nervous, especially with Pastor Kimberell being my favorite singer of all time. It was very nerve-wracking, but at the same time, I took it as an opportunity to tribute to her and honor her for her awesome mentorship and tutelage throughout the entire season of Sunday Best. So it was an honor to do it. It was nerve-wracking, but I was honored, and it definitely it helped me as far as my confidence is concerned in being able to conquer things that were challenging to me.
Do you and Joshua stay in touch now?
Oh, definitely. I actually was just with Joshua, I want to say, this weekend at Convocation in St. Louis. So every time I see him, it's like a family reunion. We hang out, and that's my bro for life. So
all right.
It is awesome. We definitely keep in touch.
That's the answer to my next question, because I was going to ask you, do you think you guys will be tied to each other for life?
Yes, absolutely. In a brother-sister way, let me reinforce mm-hmm. that. Because
okay.
I don't know what Kirk Franklin was trying to do, but yeah, that's my brother. That's my little brother. And, you know, I don't think anything could ever change our relationship. The win, the lose, none of that stuff. It really, I say this a lot, too, and that is the competition wasn't really, we didn't think of it as a competition against each other, but a competition against ourselves and our own inabilities and challenges that we had to encounter throughout the competition, our challenges in our faith, our challenges vocally to sustain our voices and this after. And so, again, I'm just grateful for all the relationships, not just Josh and I, but all the relationships that the contestants and I formed, as well as the judges and everybody. And so, again, it was an amazing experience.